Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Brittany Gray, morning anchor at WLNS TV 6. Good evening, Brittany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Cheryl?
Great. You've got a special coming up. Well, first of all, I need to talk to you about being the morning anchor. You recently took over there. How are you liking it?
You know, I absolutely love it. I think the hardest part is getting used to those early hours, but I've said it from the beginning. I've certainly got big shoes to fill. Lauren was on the morning show for several years. Everyone loved her, but I think I'm transitioning pretty well, and I'm enjoying spending my mornings with both Jake Dunn and Evan Pincinall, so it's a good time.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good threesome happening right there. I like that.
Yeah, we do have a good time in the morning.
And that I'm aware of, and you know, when we're getting up with you at those hours, it's nice to see friendly faces. So
yeah, you need to have a smile on your face that early in the morning.
We do. We appreciate the energy that you all exude. I do appreciate that. You're working on a special that's going to air soon, and we wanted to let folks know about it.
Yes, it actually runs Thursday, so that's tomorrow night at 6 and 11. It's called Inside the Mind of an Animal Abuser. And, you know, honestly, I had no idea, especially here in Michigan, I had no idea how far or how large this problem was. The animal abuse, so many different types of animal abuse. It's not just starvation. There's torture, there's abuse, there's mutilation. I didn't realize how big of a problem it was here in Michigan. And, you know, I was surprised to find that, you know, specifically in Ingham County, the animal control shelter deals with thousands of cases on a yearly basis. All of these animal abuse cases, I was blown out of the water when I heard about the amount of cases that they see daily, yearly. It's just amazing.
Well, and we all heard this winter, we heard about the terrible case of the dog named Tatiana that ended up at the Capital Area Humane Society and is still being cared for with a specialist there. And that brought it to the forefront again. But as you're describing, this is going on daily and somehow we're protected from it or just don't become aware.
Well, you know, the big thing is right now, as far as the Capital Area Humane Society is concerned and the Ingham County Animal Shelter, we used to not hear about these cases as often, and it seems like this is a much bigger problem, that the problem is growing, and it's really not. What's happening instead is that these shelters are coming forward and using the media as well as social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter to get the word out so they can find out, you know, who's responsible, who committed this crime.
Well,
so
it's
out there.
Well, and I think that's a very important point that you're mentioning because we saw the rewards go pretty huge in the case of Tatiana and the other animal that was unfortunately found dead in a park area, in a wooded area. And those rewards grew high because of media getting the word out and social media as well. And did that play a role in helping to find the people responsible?
Oh, I'm sure it did. You know, tips just flood into, these animal cruelty lines. And when you watch that, if you own a pet yourself, I own a dog, you watch that, it really pulls at your heartstrings. I can't imagine anyone ever hurting my or harming my golden retriever. It breaks your heart to watch that. And people can relate to that. So, of course, if you've got a tip, they're going to want to call in right away and try to help find out, you know, try to catch whoever did this.
Did you find in your investigation and the story and the two-parter that does air tomorrow on Thursday, did you find any indication that economic factors are a part of what's happening, or is that not related?
You know, every case is different. We spoke with the Ingham County prosecutor, Stuart Dunnings, and he said, you know, obviously there are some people who just take on more pets than they can handle. And in that case, yeah, economics do play a factor. But in the second part, this piece that's going to be running tomorrow night at 11, we really take an in-depth look at what really possesses people to do this. What would possess somebody to, you know, to kill a cat or to leave a dog on the side of the road for dead? And it's really interesting for some people, you know, abuse in their own home as a child pushes them to be abusers into adulthood. It's just amazing looking at what really pushes people to become a child abuser or an adult abuser of animals.
Well, and I guess when you're telling me this now, Brittany, what's coming to mind is someone who is capable of doing this to an animal who is completely helpless is certainly capable, I would think, of going to the next step of abusing human beings as well.
You know, what I found was interesting, when you look at a child who is abusing an adult, an animal, rather, oftentimes there's some sort of abuse in the home, whether it's physical, sexual, or they're viewing or they're witnessing domestic disputes. And from what I've been told, a sociology professor at MSU was telling us, 2 out of 3 child abusers grow up to be adult abusers of animals. And oftentimes, you know, there's several roles that, you know, play a factor, but sometimes it's that person, you know, if they're choosing to displace their anger from a human to an animal. But sometimes, just as you said, it doesn't always stop with the animal. Sometimes they are abusing a spouse, abusing a child. It's just really sad how many, you know, just how big this problem is.
What are some of the things, without tipping us off too much, because I know you want people to watch for sure, what are a couple of things that really surprised you, just an area of this that you weren't aware of?
Oh, goodness. You know, the one thing that surprised me is, you know, you always hear about, well, if they are abused as a child, typically, you know, most will be adult abusers. But just some of the factors that are behind adult abusers who did not witness abuse in the home as a child, you know, for reasons, you know, they abuse a dog, whether it be for retaliation purposes or even that shock factor. It just amazes me that for some people, they're just looking to get a rise out of another person. And to do that, you know, maybe they're going to fight their dogs or maybe they're going to beat their dogs. It makes you sick to your stomach.
I can only imagine. Did you get the feeling after talking, clearly you've talked with police or law enforcement officials, that they're putting their full weight behind the problem of animal abuse?
Yeah, this is something that, like I said, the animal control shelter, especially in Ingham County, they see these cases every day. And so, of course, they've got their animal control officers out there in full force, not only on the streets, but as I said, you know, using these social media sites to tackle the problem from various angles. So they're not just out there on the streets. They're on Facebook saying, you know, do you have any tips? Do you know who might have done this? Hitting up Twitter, just trying to hit every different angle to find the person responsible as quickly as possible.
What can we do? I mean, as you're talking to all these officials putting this report together, did you get any tips of what the public can do other than keep your eyes and ears open and report it?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, but I think another thing that a lot of people need to realize is that it's not just the case of someone going out and one day deciding, oh, I'm just going to, you know, choose to fight my dog, or I'm just going to choose to beat my dog. Speaking with a sociology professor from MSU, there is a reason behind it, and what is that reason? You can't just flat out say, well, they did it just to get a rise out of people. That's not always the case. For children, there's a reason. Maybe they're seeing this at home. Maybe they're being abused themselves. So oftentimes, you really need to look beyond just the initial abuse. What's behind it? There's 9 times out of 10, there's going to be something behind it.
And you've mentioned something a couple of times that I've picked up on. You're talking about dog fighting. Is that going to be part of this report?
You know, it's a small part of this report. Of course, it's a problem not only here in Michigan, but across the state and nationwide. But it's a pretty small, a pretty small factor in the piece. More focuses on abuse and torture in general, and then what pushes people to actually abuse an animal or torture an animal.
Well, just hearing you even say the word torture just makes my skin crawl when you would think of animals, because it's folks who have total power and control over another creature who has no power and control.
Yeah, these are vulnerable creatures. And, I, you know, Cheryl, I don't know if you have a pet at home, but I've got a 1-year-old golden retriever. He is the center of my world. I don't have children, so, you know. I just couldn't imagine anybody harming my dog.
Well,
it makes me sick to my stomach.
And I love that you have a golden retriever. That's the only kind of dog I ever had. I'm without one right now, but I've had them since I was 6 years old, and they're easier than children. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you that right now, Brittany.
Yeah.
But I am
family pet.
Oh, they're absolutely the best. I agree. Well, I am looking forward to this. Part one airs at 6 o'clock during the 6 o'clock news tomorrow, and then part two at
Correct.
11.
Well, yes, ma'am.
We will be watching. What's the name of the 2-part series?
It's called Inside the Mind of an Animal Abuser.
Very good. Well,
you know, the name itself is just very telling. It's just really sad that some people have to go to those extremes.
Well, it is. And I'll be interested in the report. It sounds like it's a fascinating subject. And I think we need to understand it to help try to come up with solutions. So I appreciate
exactly.
your time. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Brittany Gray, WLNS TV6 morning anchor, on a two-part series airing tomorrow, Thursday the 28th on TV6. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.